So say there were a vaccine. There is. There's a few. And say there were a line. Where would you be in line to get it based on your risks, based on priorities? The New York Times put together a calculator. You type in information and you can see where you are. Dave Ennett is ahead of me in line. And frankly, I resent it. I am 100 and I'm happy that you're in line, Dave. I hope that you get it. But I am number 126,500,000. The people that put this together include Stuart Thompson, who is a Pulitzer Prize winner. Elif, I'll let you put him up. Pulitzer Prize winner, writer, and editor of opinions at the New York Times. Hey, Stuart, you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What are the basic questions that you asked in order to figure out what the priorities are?
Well, if you're a healthcare worker, you're probably going to be the very first. And if you're elderly in a nursing home, you'll probably be within that group. And then from there, different professions, essential workers. But for a lot of us who are just sort of healthy adults, over 30, under 65, we'll be at the very, very end of the line, most likely.
And then you also asked, where does a person live? So I typed in Cook County, Illinois. That's what it asked. It asked my age. It asked if I was an essential worker. I typed in yes, because I think broadcasters are, although I sure don't feel as essential as healthcare workers, you know?
Right, yeah. I think the CDC might disagree with you on that.
Oh, really? Well, then I'll change it. Oh, boy, now I'm going to go down. I typed in, really, so because here in Chicago, just FYI, I mean, when the governor ordered a shutdown in March or April, we were still allowed to come into work. You know what I mean? But maybe that's right. Not your definition of an essential worker, huh?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. So there's these groups, and if you are considered an essential worker, you might come first. But if you can work from home, you would be in a different essential worker group. So yeah. When it comes down to it, you know, there's going to be a shortage of vaccines. They got to make those kinds of decisions.
And I could be working from home and always chose not to. So, yeah, maybe I'll take myself off that list. So now I'm going to go from 126,500,000 to maybe 200,000. Who knows? And it's not really, I mean, it's instructive, I guess, to imagine a line and where you would be in place. But obviously, there's going to be thousands of lines throughout America starting next week or the week after of people getting the shots, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, every state will have their own priorities. And, yeah, you might go to a hospital or a pharmacy where they have the storage capacity for storing the vaccine. And, yeah, you'll be in line. There might be sort of like these tent cities people have been talking about where you can drive up and get a vaccine there. But, yeah, so like the line is, you know, sort of a thought exercise. And it really just puts into perspective how many people are higher risk than you might think that go before you.
We've posted a link to your tool at WGNradio.com. Is it on my Facebook page, Producer Elif? If you like me on Facebook, I'm WGN King John. WGN King John on Facebook, and there you'll link directly to the tool that they created at the New York Times. Stuart Thompson's on a phone line, the Pulitzer Prize winner. You did not ask if I'm incarcerated or not. Would that affect my probability of getting the vaccine sooner?
Yeah, it would, at least according to the current guidelines and the current recommendations. So your prisoners are, you know, they have about a 5.5 times chance getting coronavirus than the general population. So for good reason, they come earlier in the order than like a healthy adult or even some others. But, you know, states might put their own order together and, you know, they might debate whether that's what they want to go through with. But, you know, just based on risk alone, that's why they appear earlier in the order.
You didn't ask that, but if you wanted to make it an even finer tool, you could have. You could have similarly asked, do I work from home or do I work in a public space? I'm in a public space, so presumably I would be more likely to get the vaccine sooner than somebody else, right?
Yeah, exactly. And these orders are still being debated. The CDC's only approved the very first phase of it, which is healthcare workers, elderly in nursing home, and elderly in the staff in nursing home. And after that, you know, this is the rough order, and it probably will shake out to pretty much this order. But states can also make their own decisions about who should go first.
All right. I'm going to do this again. I'm about to drop a few million notches from 126.5. But that's it's fascinating, and it's very quick. It's very easy. If you go to my Facebook page, WGN King John, you'll link to the opinion page at the New York Times. Really interesting. Well done, Stuart. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.